100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Let's see. Sunday. What's so special about Sunday? Oh, right. The weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. Sorry about the background noise. The fan is going and I don't feel like going into the closet and recording. Tom Cruise is in there. I gotta take out the trash. I'm gonna do laundry tomorrow. I don't really have much else to do today but this. So, the topic was lick? Well, that's for Valentine's Day, I guess. We've got Charlie Cross, Jeffrey Richard, who's recording on a mobile. It's okay. However you want to do it, it's all right. If you need to take some time to get back inside, it's whatever you need to do. You gotta send it in by a ticker tape? All right, I'll shake it on in front of the microphone. Muncie, Tom, his buddy John DeCless, Serendipity, it's okay. Ray of Sunshine, it's all right. Lizzie, Norval Joe, Tura, and you can tell I'm smiling while reading this because Leiana is back, and I've never forgotten you. I haven't forgotten any of the 400 or so people that have been a part of this, and when folks come back, it's really cool. As I've always said, hey, you got to take a break. Things are busy. Focus on that. Or you're just burned out. It's all right. Go write on walls. Go write contracts. Go write in the sky with a skywriter. Write on the water. It's all right. And take some time. And if you want to come back, okay, cool. We'll be here. Not dead yet. And even if I am, I'm sure somebody will be crazy enough to go, oh, what's the password? I'll do it. I mean, yeah. And it's cool that you're back. And I know I go overboard on this stuff. And then everyone who's here is like, what am I, chop liver? Which reminds me, I need to go to Kenny and Ziggy's Deli today and get chop liver. I've already gotten I got tulips instead of roses and any of that. I thought the tulips looked pretty. But I went to the fancy grocery store yesterday, and I need to go to the Kroger today. Usually I get pre-sectioned cauliflower and broccoli, and this time I got regular broccoli crowns, and even though I like the stems for some reason, regular broccoli crowns and a regular crown of cauliflower. So I'm sure that there's some special way to prepare to cut out the poison parts of them. And so maybe it will be time for someone else to take over this podcast soon. He died of broccoli and cauliflower poisoning. He didn't know. It was like the Fugu fish. God damn, you can look that up on Google. What kind of idiot does that? No wonder why they section it up for snacks. What are you, some sort of dumbass? So, still need to get bagels and cream cheese. And lox and onions, and maybe I should just go to Kenny and Ziggy's and get one of those. Save myself the trouble. Oh my god, doesn't he know that's why there's a bagel knife? How about we just listen to some stories before I ramble myself into oblivion?
Faster than a cat can lick its behind. That's fast, not too fast, not half fast, just fast enough to be efficient, I suppose. It's the speed that I assign to my piecework employees. As they extract the piece from the mold, remove the flashing, and inspect the body of device, I ask that they do it at speed, and that they are consistent with the speed at which they perform the action. If they do not do this, they are removed from the line, beaten, fined a week's wage, and forced to live in less comfortable housing. A second offense is a death sentence, or they are exiled to a small island off the coast.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 564 on the topic of lick. My story today is called Reaching the Pinnacle. Steve wasn't a bright bulb. Everyone knew this. Even his mother said he didn't have a lick of sense. His personality did nothing to overcome his lack of intelligence. He had a volatile temper that, when interrupted, was directed toward anyone who disagreed with him. Mysteriously, these handicaps did nothing to hinder his career. He became a business tycoon with almost unimaginable wealth. True, that career had its ups and downs, and the downs were embarrassing. The press loves a winner, but it loves picking on a loser even more. In the end, despite his limitations, he became president of a huge software company. Go figure. Well, I bet some of you thought I was going to say President of the United States. And if so, shame on you all. Anyway, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. This is Richard. And here's my story for this week on the topic of lick. It's mostly cosmetic. Only needs a lick of paint. I couldn't agree. The place was clearly riddled with damp. There was a huge structural crack in the back wall, and the spongy feel underfoot definitely hinted at woodworm. Still, the defects gave me a distinct buyer's advantage, and most of the other bidders dropped out pretty early, rather than throw away their cash. After the deal was sealed, the vendor laughed. It'll take more than a lick of paint before moving in. Not for me. And I don't care about the tenants. As long as they pay the rent. There you go. That's my story. So until next week, goodbye.
Hey, hey! Munzee back again with another story for you to enjoy. Here we go. On Pub Games, by Christopher Monroe. Bet you won't lick that. It's the disgusting game that anyone can play. You simply need to point to a thing and utter the phrase. Your opponent, now roped in, must lick, or concede defeat, which for some is nearly impossible, especially after a few drinks. And, trust me, this is not a game anyone plays sober. I'm good at it. I have almost no impulse control. So to most, I'm a formidable opponent. Though, I admit, I've lost more than once. When asked to lick the floor of the party bus, for example, I got while the getting was good. Real game, for the record, played by my old dinner theater crowd. Not as bad as the one where you tried to punch somebody in the testes without them seeing it coming. But bad and dumb nonetheless. Ah, the exuberance of youth. Talk to you next week.
The Late Great by John DeCleese. America needed her conservatives. They reined things in, kept her liberals from going too far. They maintained the balance. Enter the neo-con artists. They made conservatism flashy and fashionable, but they also outspent the liberals thousands to one. They undermined the principles of conservatism and left the true conservatives looking dusty and dowdy. Barnum said there's a fool born every minute and two crooks to take him. Barnum and Bailey has folded, unable to compete with the circus in Washington. Ronald Reagan is best remembered for taking down a wall. Donald Trump may be best remembered for putting up a wall. You Can't Lick Our Dick by John DeCleese. Well, that was not officially Nixon's slogan, and it certainly was belied by his loss to John F. Kennedy in a race for the presidency, and his loss for the governorship of California to Pat Brown. But the man had resilience. He ran for president again in 68 and won. He ended the draft. He opened trade with China. He initiated an anti-ballistic missile treaty. He transferred power from the central control of Washington back to the states. He enforced desegregation and established the Environmental Protection Agency. He was president when we landed on the moon. He was a Republican.
Hello, Night People. Tom here, and my story tonight's called Lick. Being a child of the 50s, I am bracketed between Elvis and the Beatles. I wish I could say the Stones, but alas, I don't get a vote in the meme. By the time Kiss showed up, I was way too indecorous to lay a musical claim on the band. So, in the passing days and nights, I never heard a single Kiss song until Lick It Up. Well, what can I say? Brilliant. High watermark in Western civilization. Everything that went before, just silly little love songs. Please pass the white grease paint. Black Shamrock. What do you think? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. I watched the flames lick the coals in the grate, painting their flickering, insubstantial images, in the darkness, like a story unfolding before me. It seemed to me they were speaking to me, the crackle of the flames, whispering secrets in my mind and compelling me to respond. Burn, they seem to say. Burn it all. Burn everything to the ground. It was a voice that could not be ignored. One that I simply had to obey. I'm sorry about your house, but really I'm afraid that it's all your fault. I always said you should have fitted central heating.
Late as always, her pathetic little assistant, buzzing with enthusiasm for his new job and who had the annoying habit of licking his fingers to turn every page of every report, had proven to be quite the slacker. When she entered her office, nothing was done. Unacceptable. The problem was that the eccentric middle-aged man now owned half the company. She'd have to get rid of him, but how? Pushing him down the stairs? Too obvious. Hiring someone to get rid of him? Too expensive. Then, mysteriously, he became quite ill. They say reading reports is hazardous to your health. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcock.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of norvillejoe.com, and even though my microphone was telling me how much it missed talking with me, I'm letting the computer do it one more time. This is my entry for the weekly challenge number 564 with the prompt of, Lick. Here, we, go. When Wanda accepted the position of tiger trainer at the Morgan Stern Brothers Circus, she assured the ringmaster that she had an almost telepathic empathy with animals, and that she wouldn't need to use a whip on the large cats, as the previous trainer had. Watch this. She said and walked fearlessly into the cage with the tigers and held out her bare arms for them to lick. See? They're showing me how much they love me. And they did love her. Every ounce. The three tigers ate everything but her sequined costume and the red ribbon in her hair. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Hi, this is Leanna, a flash from the past and feeling nostalgic. It's been a long time since I participated in the weekly challenge. I hope to continue contributing at least through the month of February, if not longer. And for the record, I did manage to write for late. Late, of course. All my amateur equipment from podcast days is packed away, so I'm down to the bare bones recording using my phone. So, for this week's challenge number 564, Lick, I have the following story titled, I'll Wager That. If they say jump off a bridge, will you? His mother asked. Or stand in front of an oncoming train? And if they dare you to stick your finger in the mouth of a snapping turtle, you going to do that? Max only offered up a shrug. She was too furious to notice. And why would you lick a metal pole in winter? Stuck lying in the hospital bed after his incident, Max snuck a hand down to shake his pocket. 3/4 and a Snickers weren't bad rewards. If they upped the ante, he would consider the other stunts.
Tora Rosino here with a story on the subject, Lick. On the plains of Ardumla, a shower of rain is rare and passes in minutes, hardly more than dampening the ground. But the petrichor brings creatures from far and wide to lick the minerals leached from the broken grey slabs. The glabics come first, lizards no larger than a finger that can travel miles to reach the lick. Then the girondelles, nervous of predators, but hungry for the minerals they need. And certainly the feloids will arrive and pick off one or two of the herd, and the scavengers will have their share. Thus life on earth continues after man.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I knew a girl who hired herself out as an assassin. She got the job done and got out. Nothing fancy. Usually she'd pay some homeless guy to shoot her target or shove them under a bus. Walk into a public restroom, stuff the wig into a purse, wipe off the makeup, turn her jacket inside out, and she'd walk out a different person. She didn't do anything fancy or sexy like licking her gun. That's a great way to shoot off your tongue, she said. One day she'll kill me to cover her tracks. Free of charge, she says, smiling.
Excuse me. I'm going to keep that one. Usually people get rid of their bad takes. Me? Oh, I showcase them. Where was I reading? No, I'm not reading anything. What? Hey, everybody. Thank you all for being a part of the weekly challenge this week. The topic was late. It was Lick. The previous one was late. But if you are late, you know, I didn't have enough time. Well, you can send in the stories individually. All the instructions are up on the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. What do I click to do? Really? Do I have to tell you everything? I mean, that's my job, to tell people everything. And now, on the weekends, it's like, I don't want to click this, I don't want to click it. Well, tough. Too bad. I'm not an ambassador for podcasting. But everyone who podcasts is an ambassador. Tell that to that Walsh dude or the CC, is CC Chapman even still around? Or any of those people? Adam Curry? Go talk to Gilbert Gottfried. You know, all the people who do all these awards and shows and this and that. and Joe Rogan and whatever. Who cares? You know, you guys do that. Me, I'll just sit back here and write and record. And that's all that matters to me, is just enjoying and seeing what weird things people come up with. You know, I think of things on a topic, but it's neat to see what other people come up with. You know, other aspects of imagination and experience or whatever, bubbling up and condensing down and filtering into 100 words. Why do you do it? I've asked that like thousands of times. Why do you guys do it? Say it again. See if it changes. What's your motivation?
Now I do it out of spite because these bad people and bullies, and now I'm getting my revenge on them.
You know, whatever. How about I just wrap this up? Thank you all for being a part of this. It doesn't matter. And when you take a break, come back. If you want to. Or not. Start your own podcast if you want to. Hey, cool. Let me know, and you'll beat me over the head with it. Send me a note saying, you're not listening, you should be listening to mine, sending such a... Okay, sure. I don't know if I can write more than 100 words long anymore. All right, that's it. Let me say those three magic words. I love you. No, that's not it. But it is Valentine's Day soon. You'll probably listen to this on Valentine's Day. Share this with your loved one on Valentine's Day, you sick fuck. Well, oh, right. Keep it brief.